Hello and hi, welcome to another Slice of Sci-Fi. I'm your host, Summer Brooks, and my guest today is Tucky Williams. Now, some of you may remember her as being a scream queen extraordinaire. There's a bunch of them running around Hollywood that you never know what movies are going to turn up in or how badly your ears will burst when they scream. But she is also a producer, a writer, a director, and an overall agent provocateur, I think.
Yes, and I wear the underwear.
And Tucky, you're here to talk to us today about your newest project. Now, you had done something called Girl, Girl Scene before.
Yes, I had done Girl, Girl Scene. I had done 3 seasons of that, and it had gone really well, and I decided to do something completely different.
And that new project is called Dagger Kiss, which I'm going to let you explain it because I don't know if I could do it complete justice.
Well, the easy way to explain it is lesbian Lord of the Rings. And if you kind of know more about sci-fi, then the other good way to explain it is to say it's a girl version of Highlander. So we have dual storylines. One is taking place in present day with someone from the past trying to navigate their way through Earth, the modern day. And it's also set in sort of medieval times in the Dark Ages, with very pretty girls and very pretty dresses and lots of magic and bad guys and sword fights and all the fun adventure.
So we have Swords and Sorcery, which is a favorite of mine. We have an homage to Highlander, which was also another favorite TV series of mine. And we have time travel, which just adds all sorts of spice to everything.
We put it all in there.
How did you come up with this idea?
Well, I had been watching these sort of these series that, you know, were set in Middle Earth, and I was watching these shows, and I was thinking, gosh, there are so many dudes, and wouldn't it be great to have more female characters? So this show has 2 female leads, and the supporting characters are evenly divided between men and women. But, you know, I was like watching this one, when it really occurred to me as I was watching the series, and you know, it was a man and woman adventuring, and the guy died. It seemed like he died. Of course, he came back about 5 minutes later, but I thought, well, what would happen if the hero just stayed dead and the girls had to take over and save the world? So that's what this show is.
I remember watching Braveheart, and there was one scene between the French princess and her handmaid that made me wish, you know what? I want to see an entire movie about their adventures in France because that sounded interesting.
Exactly. Yes, I love that kind of thing. It's like, you want to see that movie. Let's get rid of all the other stuff. I want to see that movie happen. So I did that. And it turns out that's what a lot of other people have been looking for.
Excellent. So how long did this take to go from concept to you actually putting something into production?
I think concept-wise, I've been thinking about it for a year. But then we really went into production, I would say from pre-production to now. Pre-production was about September. We did all the production in October. And now it is out in 2016. So once I got the ball rolling, it went really quickly. But it had to kind of simmer in my head exactly what I wanted to do and exactly how I wanted the story to go and what the characters were going to be and which actresses were going to be available. And I got really lucky with that. I have some great, great actresses on this show.
Tell us, so you're one of the leads, but tell us about everybody else who's the main characters on screen.
Well, there's me, and of course, I'm kind of, you know, it's a mystery, but I'm from this world, this very medieval, Dark Ages kind of world, and I come here, and I have some sort of magical thing happening. It's not really clear yet, but I'll tell you, since I love your show, what it is my character, she, unfortunately, she doesn't like this, but she has the ability to kill anyone she's ever touched, and it just sort of comes over her. Yeah, so she's very powerful, and what I wanted, it's so easy to write a character who's a sorcerer or wizard, and it's like, oh, you can get out of any situation because they have magic, right? So there's never really a problem. What I wanted was to have a character who had sort of a limited range of things she could do. So she's not really a sorceress. She's able to kill people. And that's a very powerful thing in itself. So that's my character. The other character is Katya, and that's played by Amanda Kim Morales. And again, I wanted to do something that's outside of the genre. So instead of having this Earth person who's like, oh my goodness, who is this strange person from another world? I don't know what's happening. Katya is very tough, and she doesn't put up with any BS, and she's a total badass. It's like flipping the genre on its head. So you have the person from Earth, instead of being all surprised and confused, it's sort of like she takes over and she's the one in control. And then we got Stoya to come be on the show, which is like, there was one part I didn't have cast. And it's like, oh, well, maybe I should get someone totally, totally famous to do it. You know, it was such a long shot. And then, oh my God, I did. How great is that? So then once I got Stoya, I was like, I got the script and I was like, this part isn't big enough. So I think the night before, I wrote 3 more scenes for her. And I gave it to the director and I said, okay, I know this isn't in the script, but just add it in later, fit in somewhere.
Now, how much of the story did you actually write? Or did you have like co-writers, or were each episode done by someone different? How was that spread out?
I wrote the entire thing. I always write all my own stuff.
Now, is this serial going to continue? Because I think it's season one is 8 episodes, is it?
That's correct. I would love for it to continue. I have to get enough people watching. And right now it's free on YouTube to watch. And you can just go to my website. The website for the show is called daggerkiss.com, daggerkiss.com, and it will tell you how to watch all the episodes. Right now the rest of the episodes are on Telefilms and on a subscription service. So I wanted to see how that went, selling our product through subscription. And then it's also free, so you can get a taste of it and see if you would like to pay the $4.99 to watch the rest of the 7 episodes.
Okay, so that's season one.
Yeah.
Let's say you get the funding, you get the audience. How far do you see this going? How far would you want this to go?
It's just like with anything I do, you want it to go on forever and ever. I loved making this. It's the most fun. I made a lot of stuff, you know, and this is the most fun I've ever had. Everybody in interviews always say, oh, everybody was so great to work with. Everybody was wonderful. And this time it's true. Everybody, the cast, the crew, everybody got along. And every single moment we were having fun. If this could go on forever, I would let it. And the story is good. People are loving it. I mean, of course, I don't want to say I'm surprised, but the immediate positive reaction is way, way stronger than I even expected it to be. So people are really latching onto the show and liking what's happening with the characters and the story.
Now, where's the best place for fans to give you feedback as they're watching the show? Because I know only the first episode is on YouTube, right?
Yes. Best place, you can send me an email anytime you like. My email's on the website, on my website. Anybody can get a hold of me. It's very easy. I'm on Facebook and Twitter.
Well, that's good. I like that people are responding to it, because we need more independent entertainment options. I'm a very, very, very strong advocate of give me as much entertainment as I can through as many different channels as I can handle, please.
That's great. Yes, you need a lot of different things because there's so many different niches that have to be filled.
Yeah, I mean, you have, 7 billion people in the world, and not, you know, the same stories aren't going to appeal to everybody. I, for one, am happy that some of the anti-heroes in the comic books are finally getting their due, but there are a lot of niches out there that haven't been fully addressed. There are a lot of different cultures, different periods in history that haven't been mined yet. So I applaud all efforts to break out of, I guess, the box, the TV.
Thank you. This show is really good if you've ever been watching one of this. Like, you know, I was watching The Hobbit, and I was like, my God, this is a sausage fest. I want to see the female characters, this whole show, you know, and men like this, too, because there are a lot of men who are like, my God, I'm sick of staring at other dudes. That's not as much fun. I'd rather stare at a girl than, you know, at a guy. And they're very happy that this is out there now. Mm-hmm. They're finding it. Guys are finding it.
Yeah.
Who want to see that kind of thing, who want to see girls taking over and being the warriors and the adventuresses.
That's because they just want to sit back on the sofa and drink beer and watch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they don't want to stare at dudes constantly.
I remember when the Fellowship of the Ring came out, and some people were excited that Arwen stood out as a warrior because she wasn't in the original books. But then the second two movies happened and she kind of faded into the background and people are like, dude, really? Mm. And I remember going, how could you set that up and then just let it drop? That's, you know, from a storytelling perspective, from my point of view, that's just disappointing.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Well, so, you don't have to worry about that anymore.
Exactly. Hopefully you will inspire a whole new enterprise of people putting out their own thing. More, the more people that put out their own thing. I mean, you don't know what's going to work until you try it. And you're always going to find an audience of some kind. Whether or not it's enough to sustain you, you're not going to know until you try, right?
That's right. But I've been very lucky to have, when did it come out? Not too long ago. And I have the audience already. And they're, just like with Girl Standards, they are a fiercely loyal audience.
Yeah, because what, your first trailer came out around Valentine's Day and the first episode was just released.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And already.
Yeah.
It's like, wow. You know, we have a Wikipedia page already because of its cultural influence. Because it's the first time two female characters have ever been featured in a fantasy series, and that they've been in love, where it hasn't been ambiguous. It's like, no, they're actually in love. They're together.
Hmm.
Yeah, so we got a Wikipedia page for representing this groundbreaking series.
So, because of the setting, do you consider it more fantasy than sci-fi? Because of the time travel aspect, I'm thinking sci-fi, but you're thinking more fantasy or a little, just enough of a balance of both?
I see it as fantasy, but there are all sorts of those technical things that we nerds like to get into about, I would say, here we go, interdimensional travel is a big aspect of this. And I think I was, whenever I talk to someone about this show and I say interdimensional travel, they're like, you're joking, right? And I'm like, no, that's a big part of this show. So I think interdimensional travel makes it sci-fi. It's combining the two. Visually speaking, I would say it's more fantasy because we have the girls in awesome leather corsets with crazy hair, but then you kind of have that tough Matrix sort of look with just hardcore leather. I don't know. It's kind of between the two. I guess it's whatever you take out of it. I know in my mind it was fantasy, but now that you have me thinking about it, I'm thinking there's quite a bit of sci-fi involved.
Yeah, because like the early part of scene one, it's very medieval. The costumes are gorgeous. They're straight out of Robin Hood, you know, wandering through Nottingham Forest, and then you have Trinity show up with a dagger. So I was like, okay, this your production designer, your costume designer must have had a schizophrenic episode. I'm doing medieval over here. I'm doing futuristic over here. What?
We have the best costumes. I have to agree. I could just watch this visually for the costumes. I had the best time wearing that stuff.
I was very, very impressed. The detail and the color in them just stood out to me just in that one episode. I'm like, who designed that? That's awesome.
Well, thank you. Well, my wardrobe was made by a woman in Canada who really, she handmade each piece to fit. And it was funny because me and the girl who plays opposite me in the black leather, we were both wearing, hers was like a modern day leather corset and mine was like a medieval corset. And we would lace each other up every day and we couldn't breathe for the rest of the day. And we couldn't sit. people are like, here, take a break. You've been working too hard. And I'm like, yeah, but I can't sit down.
That is a bonding ritual I never would have thought of. You're lacing up each other's corsets.
Isn't that adorable?
You have no idea how that just cracks me up. It's funny and makes sense. You're like, yeah, you know, how come that hasn't happened before? Oh yeah, there hasn't been like a whole entire cast of girls to do that with.
Yeah. Now there is an even better scene where the corsets come off.
There you go.
Yes, and that's fun. Because, I mean, you know, everybody loves the bodice-ripping scene. I know I do, like, in Outlander. I love all that romantic stuff. Well, this is double. I'm going to do it. No, I'm going to do it.
Well, romance is one of the biggest selling genres in books. You would think that Outlander would have come to TV years ago, right?
Right. But again, it's one of those series that it's hard to explain exactly what it is. Is it fantasy? Is it history? Is it romance? What is it? Which is why I think it's so great that the first episode is free, so that people can watch it, because they might be a little confused. Like, what is this series? Is it romance or fantasy or sci-fi? And you can watch it and kind of get a taste of it, and then you'll want to see more. Well, yes, yeah, so in answer to your question, it did take a long time for Outlander to come out, and I'm so glad that it has, and I'm totally obsessed with that show. Let me say, I think I would go straight for Jamie. I don't think. I know.
You would have to join a very, very long line, but I'm sure
you'd be long line. No, I would never survive. I would never make the cut.
Oh, jeez. Do you have the Outlander coloring books, too?
I don't.
That was the thing. Yes, there are Outlander coloring books. They're coloring books for adults. And there's one or two of them for Outlander already, and the art in them is impressive. So you should check that out.
I will. Coloring book. Yeah, no, I haven't gone that far into it, but I have all the Blu-rays and I have the soundtrack. And then I got the Entertainment Weekly that came out. I've been staring at all the pictures of, oh, Jamie.
Now, do you have any, are you writing more of Dagger Kiss to be prepared for later, or what are you working on right now?
I started writing because, like I said, the response was so overwhelming. It was like, oh, wait, I have to get on this. So in case we do have to go in production right away, I want to have a script ready.
Excellent, excellent. So with you writing and directing and producing and acting in Dagger Kiss, what else are you working on? What else are you doing?
Well, I'm not directing. I have an amazing director, Tate Chmielewski, and he's the one who has the vision and is getting it all together and is giving it that look. So he deserves lots and lots of credit for what he's doing.
Okay.
Now, what else am I doing besides all of that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's my entire life. I maybe watch a TV show every night. Right now, I was really into Shannara Chronicles. That just ended, so now it's Shadowhunters.
Oh,
are you liking those two?
I was so disappointed by Shadowhunters. I'm so disappointed.
Did you like the movie?
Not really. I knew what was going on from the books. I didn't really follow all the books, but I knew the storyline, and I didn't think the movie lived up to the book, but the first few episodes of the series seemed like they were all over the place. And I'm going to watch the rest of season one just to see how they pull it together, or if they pull it together, but I was so disappointed with the early episodes.
The good thing is they get right into the Magnus, and I can't think of his name, to the gay storyline right away. Whereas I got the feeling that with the movie, they were going to drag it out forever. Whereas in this one, it's just like, okay, yeah, we're flirting. It's happening. It's on.
Yes. Magnus and Alec, that storyline. I'm like, okay,
give
me more of Magnus, because he's a fascinating character.
He is. He's an immortal warlock.
So you're into Shadowhunters, you were into Shannara Chronicles.
We're into Shannara Chronicles. Excellent. I mean, the production design on that, to have it medieval mixed up with modern, such tremendous vision. I don't envy the people who had to make those costumes, though, because absolutely every piece was perfect.
I hope that shows up on Netflix so I can binge watch it.
Have you seen it?
I have not. I don't have MTV. It's not on a TV channel. I don't have TV channels. I can't watch any of the stuff if it's not on Hulu or Netflix.
Good.
And it's so frustrating because I managed to watch some stuff online, so I can catch Supergirl now and then. I can catch Magicians. I hope I'll be able to watch 12 Monkeys when it starts up next month. Oh, 12 Monkeys was one of my favorite shows last year.
Okay. Well, Shannara Chronicles is great. You can watch it with the sound off. That's how beautiful it is.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Two thumbs up for Shannara Chronicles from Tucky. Gotta write that down.
I'm just telling you, because I know the kinds of things you like, so I'm telling you, you would love this. And they have that three-way romance, which is so odd, but it's very sweet.
Hopefully we can get more groundbreaking sci-fi fantasy on television where more people can watch it and just chill out. Seriously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it became uncool for a while. And then it was sort of like, you can do it, but we have to kind of wink at the camera. Like, yeah, we're in on the joke. And now I see this new wave, which I'm a part of. It's like, no, we're going full in. And we're taking it very seriously, all the way, straightforward, dead seriously. You know, in my show, I'm talking about portals and sorceresses and all these crazy words. And I mean it. Every time that word's spoken, oh, I have to go through the portal. I mean it. I'm not like, ha-ha, portal, that's a funny word. I definitely see this new wave of people getting back into science fiction and fantasy, and I love it. That's what it was when I was growing up, and I want to see that again. Like Highlander, everybody took that seriously. It wasn't like, can you imagine how bad Highlander would have been if they'd been like, nudge, nudge, wink, wink at the camera. Yeah, this is silly, and we know it. You know, no, it was dead serious. We need to get back to that. I feel like we are finally. And I'm a part of it. I'm very glad to be part of it.
You are a part of it. You are making a part of it. You are planting the flag, so to speak, on new ground.
Yes. On new ground. And the ladies are taking over.
Girls are doing it for themselves, right?
That's right.
Well, thank you for sharing your vision and telling us all about this new show. We hope to get a lot of people headed your way to check this out.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on here to talk about it. It's such an honor. I've been on your show once before, and I'm so happy that I'm able to come back.
Yeah, we had a blast before and definitely had a blast today. Thank you.
Thank you. Me too.
And we'll be back with more Slice of Sci-Fi right after this.
Slice of Sci-Fi.
Hey, you. Stop hiding behind that sofa. Come out from back there. Your sofa wants to talk to you, wants to play footsie with your mind. Listen to it. Relax. Let it in. Starship Sofa, the first podcast ever to win a Hugo Award, with weekly stories from the world's best authors, Michael Moorcock, Peter Watts, Joe Haldeman, Peter F. Hamilton, and many, many, many more, with news and reviews and interviews. Bradbury, Pohl, Wolf, and Mieville, the sofas chewed the fat with them all. Facts and fictions, articles and particles. Oh, why aren't you listening? StarshipSofa.com. Your best science fictional fix this side of the coffee table.
And that's what science fiction and fantasy is all about. Taking chances with storytelling formats. Looking at all the different ways to get your story told. Everybody has a story in them. A lot of people don't get their stories told, but with more and more venues for storytelling, you've got websites like Medium, you've got YouTube, you've got Vimeo, you've got Vine. How many short story storytellings have we had on Vine? There was an artist, oh geez, this had to have been 10, 12 years ago. He started up a website, 6-word stories. There were short stories that were told in 6 words. And some of them were profound. I wonder if that website's still out there. So find a way to tell your own story. And if it's science fiction, fantasy, or horror, maybe we'll feature it here on Slice of Sci-Fi. Who knows? But it's always fun talking with Tucky. And if you want to find out more about Dagger Kiss and also Girl Girl Scene, just follow the links from the website. Or head on over to daggerkiss.com and follow the links from there. And we have a little tiny bit of shameless self-promotion. One of the stories I've narrated is now online over at talestoterrify.com, the horror podcast that's part of the District of Wonders, which also includes the Hugo Award-winning Starship Sofa, which I've also read for, and Farfetched Fables for all you fantasy lovers out there. Go check them out over at talestoterrify.com. The story is part of episode 216. Check them out on the web or in iTunes. Check out all of the storytelling over at District of Wonders. You won't be disappointed if you like horror, fantasy, science fiction in short story format of all lengths. But that will do it for this episode. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call in. That number is 602-635-6976. Head on over to iTunes. If you're an iTunes subscriber, leave us a review. They are much appreciated, and all feedback helps. Check us out on Twitter, at Slice of Sci-Fi. Check us out on Google+. And as always, there's the website, sliceofscifi.com. For you genre book fans, we have writersafterdark.com. And we have a new site. Still need a few more contributors to really, really get it rolling. But soft launch, popculturegeeks.com. Go over there, check it out. And if you have any ideas beyond television and movies for Pop Culture Geeks, let me know. As always, my email address, summer@sliceofscifi.com. Drop me a note, say hi. We got a voicemail from listener Suzanne, and she decided that even though she left an awesome voicemail message, she was going to leave her diatribe on the website as a comment, completely agreeing with our panel of very, very disappointed Star Wars fans. And so we have one more vote for the Don't You Dare Rehash episode 8 with another Death Star destruction, or else more fans will walk away from the franchise. How's that? So thanks for your feedback, Suzanne. Thank you, everyone else who is commenting via email. Also, thank you everyone for your donations via PayPal and your pledges via Patreon. Like I said, every dime that you send goes to help keep these sites and shows online. So thank you very much. Like I said, that'll do it for this episode. I want to always send out my love and thanks to Cy Fried, the geek rock band over at cy-friedband.com for the wonderful, delicious rock and roll theme music we have adorning the show now. So if you like that style of geek rock and roll, go over there and check them out. Tell them Summer says hi. But that will do it for this episode. We will be back with more Slice of Sci-Fi next week. Take care.